Okay, so on to item 12, presentation of the Cicero website user analytics for 2018.
Yeah, this was interesting, actually.
It was interesting. Is this Ann or Christina?
Yep.
Both.
It's Ann and Shannon.
Okay.
Shannon's on.
Yeah.
The bulb warming up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I would have known the last one was going to be so fast, I would have just blasted.
The old bulb.
Henry just that? Gets things done.
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's the
it's
backslash,
20.
Right?
Oh.
It's,
right. Yeah. Backslash what?
I'm not sure if that is just the precursor to the user that wants the backslash, but we'll ask.
I guess
we'll
right.
I just thought the numbers so about what people looked at were interesting.
Mm-hmm.
No.
See, it's the same thing as the second page.
I don't know.
But
yeah, it may be any backslash. That's where, in other words, if somebody used a backslash and went through, that's.
Are we on 12?
Yeah, we're on 12.
Good.
No, it just takes
here
it time because I turned it off.
The time
is idle so fast.
Oh,
it was warm. Put me down for quick. I'll hear the monitoring.
Okay.
If you would do that.
I will.
Ready? Justine, ready? Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, good morning. I'm here today to introduce you Shannon Goss. She is our communications coordinator, and she actually maintains and monitors our Cicero website, as well as all of our communication pieces. We talk about newsletters. Shannon's the one who prepares and puts all of that information on our website. But she's here today to talk about Google Analytics, and that is basically an opportunity for us to review our website activity and determine whether we need to make changes to our website. So Shannon will go through a little bit more with you.
Hi everyone, thanks for having me. Today I'm going to show you a report that we produce quarterly to measure the usage of our website. To do this, we use Google Analytics, which is a free web-based service provided by Google that tracks and reports website traffic. The report that I'm showing you today will overview the last year of 2018. Back when we created our website in 2015, our website vendor Digital Deployment used Google Analytics to assess the needs of our audience by tracking our old website. The product of what they found, combined with their expertise and our input, is what we see on the website today. So we're continuing to track the website to constantly improve and to be proactive in our membership's needs. So the first information that we're going to look at today will be our audience. So we can see that we had about 28,000 users in 2018. About 80% of these users are new visitors, meaning that they'd never been to our website before. On average, we can see that each user is viewing about 3 pages each time they visit our site and spending about 3.5 minutes during each session. So a session means each time you sit down and open up Cicero.org, that's counting as one session. And if you were to say, close it down, go back, that's still gonna count into sessions. And that's where we get like a number of sessions per user. Maybe you're going 1 to 2 times. I've also highlighted a couple of times when our usage peaked, and that was when we sent communications, such as our newsletter, directly to employees via their employer. And I have some of the terms defined on the last page of this presentation if you'd like further explanation. But one that we're going to look at further is page views. So we can see that our homepage, agenda and minutes, the search page, and the pension calculator were our most popular
homepage.
Pages. Was there a question?
Yeah, no, we got a clarification. on yours, the number one on ours has the backslash with the square.
Yeah.
And we're wondering, what the heck is that? That's homepage.
We thought that might be helpful to kind of explain what that's standing for.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a quick comment on this. When we went with digital deployment in 2015, you may remember our old website looked a little different than how it does now, but it also, our new website is a dynamic environment that we're able to go, and if we see, oh, people are hitting this and they're needing to do four clicks, we can put it on the front page or only put it in a place where it needs two clicks. So having this information, but also having the ability to make, you know, real-time changes to our website has been crucial in being able to get this information and doing something meaningful with it. And we weren't able to do that on the old website. So this is the first time you're seeing this information. It's something that we review, well, they review on an ongoing basis. I sit down with them on a quarterly basis, and we talk about it and what's going on with the website, and we talk about things to adjust and things to take a look at further. So I just wanted to mention that.
Candace, earlier we were talking about how many people looked at the minutes or the agenda, and there it is, 4.25%.
And how many of them are us who don't?
Another good question. Seven.
So that's why this agenda item is here today. We thought it was, it's information that's
really interesting,
mm-hmm. and you might find it of value.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Shannon, before we leave page one, mm-hmm. just you did give a percentage, and I've already forgotten it, but it was lower than, looks like, users 27.9, new users 27, almost 2. That strikes me as surprising, I guess. I guess I would have assumed that, given prior years, almost, I mean, 95, 96, 97%, mm-hmm. first time this year? Is that a correct reading of this?
Yeah, most of our traffic is coming from people who've never been to our website before. So, and I think it was actually, I mean, looking at like 2017, it was pretty similar as well. Like, most of our traffic is, you know, people who haven't been to the website before. And that could be, you know, due to a couple of reasons. You know, we launched a new website, we're emailing our employees with direct links to our website, and so, you know, that's giving more visibility to the website.
I guess the other side, is there any recognition, well, as you analyze this, the fact that people go on it once and never come back.
Never come back, that's right.
That's basically what it's saying. Is that what we want? Is that the right goal?
I think our goal is to get people the information that they need with ease. Like, just like they're coming into the office talking with someone who's able to give them the information. We want the website to be a quick tool for them to go to and find what they need. So, you know, looking, and I'm still learning too, to look at the analytics and see if people are getting what they need, but based on their feedback, I think staff uses the website a lot. They refer members to the website when they're on the phone with them, and so it's just like another tool that we're using to information to our members, but, you know, have it be something that is everybody can access. You know, if they're on the phone, they can be looking at the same thing, same time.
Do we have any sense of what other 37 Act plans get from their websites using the same kind of diagnostic materials?
I don't know, but our website vendor, Digital Deployment, they like specialize in other pension websites. So, you know, they might have more information on like what kind of analytics they're gathering.
I guess I'm just asking, are we happy with these kinds of numbers? Mm-hmm. Is it being successful? Does it meet our basic goals? I'm just asking you to sort of cogitate on that.
I think it does. I mean, for example, like, we can look at something like this and we can see that the majority of our visitors are, you know, it's coming from the homepage. So with that being the most viewed, they're finding the information that they need and the least amount of clicks, and that's meeting our goal of a accessibility. So if we saw like these other pages ranking higher, we would know that we might need to reevaluate the structure of our website. You know, if people didn't know, like, well, I can go to this logo on the top left corner and come back to this homepage where I can get anything I need.
So, and one thing, part of that is we haven't defined any quantitative goals when it comes to our website and what, you know, we're not looking at, okay, we need to, I want to have 3 hits per member, or I want to have, we haven't done anything around that. I think it's really been a progression for us. You know, we went from having a website where we didn't even have this information to having a website that we could change on a minute's notice. And then also looking at this data. I mean, we've been only looking at this data for the last couple of years now. But one thing to note on the first-time visitors is it's not that folks are logging in. All these people aren't logging in, and then they're logging in again. It's having to do with the tool that they're utilizing. So someone might be going to this desktop and pulling it up, but then they might go to their office and pull it up. And so those would be unique instances, and they would show up as 2 first-time users, even though that person, and it's hard to... You know, you can't, it's hard to kind of slice and dice that and get better data on it.
Which answers my question. Right now, there's no way to differentiate, I got that word out, between a retiree and an active, right?
Right, yeah.
No.
Not right now. Is that a possibility down the road?
There's like a plugin, I think, that you could use to track like the age of a user, but I think that more has to, and I'm not completely sure on how that works, but
okay,
because Google Analytics is really used a lot for like e-commerce, so that's where like, you know, I think like cookies might come into play, and gathering that information from your users, just I don't know if that would require like extra like disclaimers or, you know.
I mean, one thing that we would do, because we wouldn't be keeping track or data on ages of people accessing our website, because I don't know that we necessarily need that, because we could have a younger retiree or, you know, an age info in general isn't something, you know. But I think, I mean, the one thing we could possibly take a look at is, because some people are able to log into the website to look at different things, I mean, that could be something, whether we have them identify as an active or retiree, and then tracking those individual folks to see where they're going, to get to identify, oh, okay, well, if these 5 retirees are going here.
Do you think that's possible down the road?
Almost anything's possible. We haven't necessarily...
Contract anybody right. with cookies.
I need $1 million.
That's a player to be named later.
Except so something we can take a look at. Yeah. We haven't really assessed the viability.
All right. It's an interesting, for me, it would be interesting to know.
Just curiosity.
You know, at least in the ballpark to see,
bounce,
you know,
rate?
10% of your people are retired.
From page to page or back?
Bounce rate is when there's like no interaction with the page. So maybe they go to, you know, the forms page and then they leave it. So if there's no interaction, it's like 0 seconds, I guess. So there's no interaction.
It may not be the page they wanted.
So bouncing away from it.
Okay. So earlier today, Candace indicated she'd gone to our form page, right, on a particular item that we were looking at. And she went there, wanted to read the form, and then dropped out of it. Is that a bounce in that terminology?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm still learning these terms and still understanding them, but that's what I understand it to be.
Tech speak. So a question I had, I think it was implicit in John's question earlier, but is there a way to, on a comparative basis, understand how other systems, comparable systems, 37X systems with websites, monitor their website traffic and how we compare? I mean, there's this inevitable comparison that we do on, you know, our investments and so forth. Tim shaking his head. But I'm just curious as to what other systems' experience is with, you know, their user base interaction with the website.
Well,
just generally.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what other systems have, but one thing to note is that our vendor, Digital Deployment, they do work with other pension systems, like Acera. And so when they built our website, they took into their expertise with analyzing you know, all of the other websites, you know, what should be on the homepage. So, I mean, I'm sure if I ask them, hey, what's this look like for them, you know, is this normal? Because we do have that communication with them. They might be able to produce something that we could compare, but I just wanted to, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, we, when we built it, we were, they were comparing us with other systems.
Right, I get that. In terms of best practices, that makes a lot of sense to me. That was smart, right? You base it, the good and bad, on the other experiences. It's just a general sort of an interest level, yeah. I think some of us have about whether and to what extent our website traffic, you know, compares favorably, or does it mean some other system is doing something different, and maybe our vendor is uniquely situated to give that kind of initial information. I just think it'd be something that's interesting.
Yeah, it's something we can reach out to some of the other plans.
Just to understand.
And see how they're utilizing it, because some of them have had, well, a number of them have had longer dynamic websites.
Right, and so. These systems are all different systems. You have to do it by scale. And,
well, we can take a look at it.
Yeah, just
that's a good idea.
General interest. Mm-hmm. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
I enjoyed looking at this. Yeah. We don't use clickbait, right? We don't have stuff where people get to us and they didn't intend to go there.
Exactly.
Right, so if somebody's on our website, they want to be here. I mean, we may have come up in a search if somebody cobbled up the acronym maybe and they found us by accident. Otherwise, they intend to find us, right?
Yeah, we're not directing traffic from other sites to our website.
Okay, so this slide just details more information for our most popular pages. We can see that users spent the most time on benefit handbooks, pension calculator, contact option, the agenda pages. And then we can look further into it by, like, say, looking at our pension calculator, which was the fourth most viewed page. And then I also just wanted to note, with, you know, Jerry's question on, like, active or retirees, this is the kind of stuff you can look at to see, like, okay, we have, and I'll get into it too as we look at, like, what PDFs are being downloaded, because those are geared towards, like, if you're active or retiree, so we can kind of observe from those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. Shannon, regarding, like, the agendas and stuff, I notice you, and I get it at work, you can sign up to have, like, agendas or newsletters sent to you. Do you have the number of, like, how many people roughly signed up for those services?
I think we have about 350 people signed up for agenda and notifications. And then in total, I think we have, like, 550 subscribers for all of our lists.
Okay. Thank you.
So the pension calculator was an entrance point 2,240 times, meaning that users entered our site through this page. The bounce rate of this page was about 65%, meaning that there was no interaction with the page, and about 54% exited the site from that page.
What does that tell us, if anything, do you think?
Well, I have a couple of notes here that these are the two spikes, like, of page views when the calculator was viewed, and that was when we sent out a direct email to our active employees.
Okay.
So they might have, there's links in that email, so they might have gone directly to that website and not done anything with it and left. So
saw the link, clicked it, went there and said, oh, and then bounce out.
And it's like when you know, we send it through the employee or the county distribution list, and then we'll send it to each different district, and then they will forward it to their employees. So I don't know how they receive mail on their end, if it's like a weekly thing, or I just get a notification that it's been sent.
Jenna, do you think there's any validity to looking at around figure 65% of those who looked at it I just elected to leave? Is it too complex, for example?
That's what I was getting at.
I think, and I was kind of hesitant to show this example. I was thinking, like, the search page is actually an interesting one to look at, because you think, so this number 3 is find, that's our search page, and at the top of each page of our website there's a link for a search, and that's just another tool to find what you're looking for. But if you look at like the bounce rate on that is 30%, so 30% are going to that, they're leaving, 6% are exiting on that page. Well, 6% is pretty low, so obviously they're finding what they need. So that one is maybe like a better demonstration, but we've had questions about our pension calculator, and this is how like our website vendor has explained it to me, to understand like this is what each of these things means. And so because the pension calculator is one of the biggest reasons I think why we launched a new website, was because it's a tool, a very useful tool for our members to, you know, calculate their retirement.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of these questions are coming about just because of other experiences. Like if you have online banking, I'll bet the bounce out rate for your account page is pretty high. That is, if you're just curious as to what your balance is, or you know, you can't remember if you made a deposit, you'll log in quickly online or through an app, and you'll see your account page. Oh yeah, I'm good, and bounce out. I may not go look at my credit score because that's depressing, or whatever else is available on the website, right? There may be a menu of other things that I'm not going to go click to, and I bounce out. And the reason this is of interest is because there's been a lot of discussion here about the value of the pension calculator, the ability of members to access their individual accounts at some point and do a harder analysis and so on. So the fact that this has a bounce out rate of, what, 55% is of interest, I think, about whether and whether that means anything.
Contextualize it, though. The bounce out rate is not relevant here in my mind because you have a defined population. You have a defined population of about 9,000 active employees, of which only a small fraction are retiring in any given year. So if you got 5,500 unique page views and a third of them are engaging, well, you've got 1,800-ish people engaging on this thing in this one calendar year. That's a pretty big percentage of your active population.
Okay, see, that's important. Data and analytics, that's why this stuff matters, right? It's all about how you look at it and then the lens you look at it through.
I think one thing we could also look at is for those that access the site, the pension calculator, and then bounced out, what did they look at before? Because they may have gone to the handbook, they may have gone and got all of this other info, and then it's like, oh yeah, I'll do that last, and then they go to the calculator and leave. And you could think, oh, they're just going to the calculator and leaving and not getting additional info, do we need to do something different? But they could have already spent some time, you know, looking at other things before they even get there.
Yeah, I'm thinking a person that goes to the pension calculator can't go there and say, I was told there was no math and bounce out. Right? Because I mean, there's got to be a reason for this stuff. There's just...
You might also put something on the screen that says, did you find this helpful? Did you find this usable? Yes, no, or... greatly, sort of, no. You know, I don't have any quick answer on that, but it could be very helpful on whether or not it's usable.
On the prior page, I just meant to ask that on Contact Us, is that a static page, just a list of subjects and contacts, or are you allowed to leave a free-form message there?
It's basically like how you're going to get in contact with us at Cicero, so it's got our hours, our address.
So it's not an opportunity to leave a message.
There is also, and I'll show that later on in the presentation.
The kinds of feedback you may be getting and on the site too?
Well, we do get, and I'll go into that later, but we do have a form where you can email us and it'll be directed to a counselor in just the same way that like if somebody called our office would. And then there's also a couple of surveys on like how we're doing and how the website's functioning.
Are you one of the choices, like contact the webmaster with a thought on how the...
No, it comes through to me, and then it is reviewed with like Christina and Anne. But I don't think we've had any, I think we might have had like one email come through that is about our website or, you know, feedback for that form.
Hmm. So. because I'd be interested in knowing more definitively how it's, whether or not it's meeting their expectations. Mm-hmm. If you were all new users, one of the more pessimistic things you could draw a conclusion is, I didn't find it effective, and so I'm not going back. Mm-hmm. Or the better one is, I found exactly what I wanted, and I like going back. But there's a lot of new users, which might suggest they tried it, they didn't like it. Well, and do we know why?
It could also suggest, too, that most people aren't going to interact with Sisera a lot in their career. They're probably only going to interact with us once because they're retiring. And that's our purpose. So we don't come across their viewpoint. But we do because we're here and, you know, we see the website all the time. We're looking for agendas. But most people, I think, in their career, they're only going to have one to two maybe interactions with Sisera. And they're not going to constantly need to check this. Maybe they're switching a job. They might need to go check us for reciprocity, which actually comes up for our search terms. You know, people are looking for reciprocity, but I think in point of, you know, in their career, I think that kind of shows us, you know, 80% of our users are first-time visitors, so they're probably only coming to our site to obtain information regarding their retirement or where they are in their current service.
Okay. And keep in mind that this is just for 1 year.
Yeah.
So maybe they don't visit the site multiple times in a year.
Right.
Can I make it project?
Yeah.
I use this site about maybe 4 or 5 times a month at least doing various research. And I have never, ever been asked, how did this work? Were you able to find what you were looking for? Is there any improvement that you would recommend? Like you do on some other, you know, would you be willing to fill out a 5-question survey at the end of, you know, search? I've never ever had one of those, so I don't know when that comes in. Mm-hmm. That might be something you want to focus on a little bit more often, because I do use it on a pretty regular basis.
Well, now we know who's using the site.
Mike is 26,000.
Are skewed. Mike's in all these numbers.
Mike is the one that's 6 in the morning.
And the question on the contact us, if you actually click on that, what you get is the office hours for Sisera, our address, phone number, fax, and then also there is a form they can fill out with their email and name, and if there's a comment or a question, they can hit it. There's also an email address we give them that is a hyperlink for them doing an email. There's also a let us know how we're doing, and then also with a rating scale, a website feedback with a rating scale, and then to report a death.
Yeah.
So all of that's on the contact us page, but we can, it's a good idea to take a look at seeing, okay, with different functions in the website, where would we maybe want to have a pop-up box or a, you know, a link?
Was it useful? Right. Was there, you know, did it answer the question you wanted? And, you know, you do see that. So, okay.
And that's one of the great things about our website is that it's so flexible. So like that survey that we're talking about the website feedback, like we can put that on more pages now. Like now that we have that information, we can put it, maybe make it more visible in other spots of the website, because there's just so many different ways to get to the same information. All right, so moving on, we're also able to view what PDFs have been downloaded the most. So like I said previously, this gives us a little insight what forms members are looking for, and it's especially useful when reviewed on a quarterly basis, as we can anticipate our members' needs in the coming year and bring these items to spotlight on our homepage for quicker navigation. For 2018, our handbooks for Legacy and Pepper General members were the most downloaded PDFs. And over the last 5 years, we have provided members with summarized information that directs them to the website. Because I believe previously we were giving like a printed handbook. And so now when we get a new member, we give them a new member communication that like has links to the information that they might need to find. It cuts down on paper, and then also just gives them a little bit more direct information.
Shannon, picking number 9, just to make sure I understand this, we show total events and unique events. We've got 529 total, and we've got 495 unique. Mm-hmm. What's the difference?
Unique, okay, so total would be like all the times it's been opened. Unique would be like that one person taking it. So like you might open the same thing more than once. Like I might open that closet, but I'm looking at the same PDF. All right. So that's what a unique event would be. So I guess the unique event would probably be a little bit more accurate as to like what is that, like how many times that form's being downloaded.
So a small number of times people got on and for whatever reason mm-hmm. didn't go beyond just looking at it and bouncing off.
I think John just asking what the difference between those two numbers is, and I calculated 30, 34.
that was the real answer, but
it's a tough room, Shannon. Yeah, this is it's late in the morning too.
All right, when was the website most active? So this kind of shows us that, most of the traffic between regular working hours and most of the traffic is between regular working hours and that is mostly viewed on desktop. So that kind of tells me, I think a lot of people probably are viewing us like maybe at work.
No kidding. This corresponds with shopping hours too. Online shopping.
All kind of lines up.
Yeah. And, but I mean, if you look at this, though, say if I looked at like a smaller subset, I could see that like there's really only a couple hours here and there where there's zero users on the website. But like most of the traffic is just centered right here in like the regular working hours. So it's kind of useful for me because, you know, if I'm sending an email to our active employees, you know, I might be able to send it on a Monday or Tuesday knowing that that's when they're most likely to be using.
I'll say, why is Tuesday night different than all the others?
No, I think Tuesday, like, I mean, it's all pretty, like, I think it's pretty close, but I'm just kind of detailing that, you know, there was a little bit more on Monday and Tuesday.
That looks like two more hours on a single, I'm sort of being facetious, but, you know, why would a Tuesday night somehow they go to 8, every other night stop at 6?
Mm-hmm. Network programming, John.
they went to work Monday, went to work Tuesday, so I had enough.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so now I'm going to step away and show you guys some of the features that we've been talking about, some of these pages. And I just wanted to highlight here the main and sub banners that we use throughout the year, as well as RFPs. Just give you some reference to what pages we're talking about.
So what's nice about being able to, on an ad hoc, real-time basis, be able to update the website is that, say, there was a business continuity event, a power outage, a whatever, where something's going on, we can easily put it up here at a moment's notice and, you know, notify folks in addition to whatever other ways we're notifying.
Yeah, particularly if you have a service interruption or something like that, that's a real convenient way to do it.
Yeah.
That's a nice feature.
And as such, we have a, you know, building, under building construction, that'll pop up here in the middle piece. Click on it, and we tell them about how the south entrance is closed.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just on the site the other day.
Yeah. After hours, I hope.
Yeah, no, it was between 2 and 4, actually.
You could put a new one.
I was in that group.
Do you have a client for that?
Any other questions or comments?
I'll think about that.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. One question on Google Analytics is awful close to Cambridge Analytics. Are the Russians involved in this at all?
Right.